Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is Pets, Parking, and Renovations, NSW Strata's Most Common Bylaw Battles.
Three issues that cause more friction in NSW Strata schemes than just about anything else.
And if you sit on a Strata committee long enough, you will meet all three. The reason they keep coming up is the same for each one. They all sit at the point where one owner's wishes meet the shared interests of everyone else.
Which is exactly what bylaws are there to manage.
Exactly. So let's go through them. Pets first, because that one is the classic.
Everyone has a story about the dog.
The article describes it as the classic strata battleground. An owner sees a loved family dog. A neighbor sees noise and mess in a shared building. Both views are real.
And bylaws govern the keeping of animals in the scheme. So how has that been working in practice?
The key thing the article flags is that the way pet decisions are made has genuinely shifted over the years. The general direction now is that decisions are expected to be made reasonably, not as a blanket refusal with no thought behind it.
So a committee can't just say no to every request automatically?
Not automatically. The expectation is that you deal with pet requests fairly, on their merits, and keep a record of the decision and the reasons behind it.
And don't rely on how the scheme handled it years ago.
That's the warning. The rules have moved. Before you act on an old assumption, check where things currently sit with NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent.
Right. Parking next. This one feels more clear-cut, but it keeps generating disputes.
Because it turns on one question. Whose space is it? And the answer depends on whether the parking forms part of an owner's lot or is common property.
So if it's part of your lot, you control it?
Generally, yes, like the rest of your property. But if it's common property, visitor bays, shared driveways, unmarked areas, it's managed by the owner's corporation for the benefit of everyone.
And the common flashpoints are pretty predictable.
Visitors who overstay, owners who use visitor bays as their own, vehicles left in shared spaces. All of those go through the bylaws, and persistent breaches follow the dispute pathway.
What's the committee's actual role there?
Apply the bylaws evenly, not play favorites. The article is direct about that. A committee that lets one owner break the rule while pulling up another is storing up trouble.
Which brings us to renovations. This is the one where owners genuinely get caught out.
Because they assume that what happens inside their own unit is entirely their business. And sometimes it is. But sometimes the work affects common property or the structure of the building, and then the scheme has a stake.
How does NSW categorize renovation work?
Three levels. Cosmetic work is the lightest, things like painting or hanging fittings, and needs the least approval. Minor renovations sit in the middle. Major works are the heaviest. Anything affecting common property, waterproofing, or the building structure. That level needs the most approval, often a decision by the owners, not just the committee.
So the trap for an owner is starting something without knowing which category it falls into.
That's exactly it. Know your category before you start. And for committees, make sure work that affects the building or common property gets the approval it actually needs. Always confirm the current categories with NSW Fair Trading.
There's a common thread running through all three of these, isn't there?
There is. Decisions should be made on the merits, applied consistently to everyone, and recorded clearly. A committee that approves a renovation verbally or turns a blind eye to one owner's parking while chasing another for the same thing is creating a problem for itself later.
Good records protect the committee, too.
They do. They show the owner's corporation acted reasonably if a matter ever escalates.
And if someone just won't comply?
NSW has a clear pathway. A notice to comply, then fair trading mediation, then NCAT if needed. Having that structure available means the committee has a calm, measured response to a tense situation rather than a stand-up argument.
Knowing the pathway exists takes the heat out of the moment.
It really does. The single thing to take from today, if you are on a strata committee, get across your scheme's bylaws on pets, parking, and renovations before one of these situations lands in your lap. Don't wait until the dog is already in the building.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to go deeper, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online self-paced training with real Australian-based support.
Their Strata Member CPD course covers bylaws, common property rules, and your duties as a committee member under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.